may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. A friend of mine knew a legendary basketball coach years ago at UCLA named John Wooden. And he was known for his profound quotes, who himself, he was a Christian and was a wise and insightful man. And he once said, "Talent is God-given, be humble. Fame is man-given, be grateful. Conceit is self-given, be careful." At the beginning of Lent on this Sunday, we meet in the gospel God's way of being careful of conceit. Our gospel passage calls us to this careful way through a woman who pleads for God's mercy regarding her daughter who is possessed by a demon. Her response is a humble approach to God, with the profound words stating she's willing to receive only the crumbs from God's table. This contrite woman's humble, non-demanding conversation with Jesus is put into perhaps the most distinctively Anglican prayer in our prayer book. It's called the Prayer of Humble Access. We pray it, and I'll pray it in a moment at the altar. "We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy." These are profound words. Archbishop Thomas Cranmer, martyr for the faith, an architect of the Book of Common Prayer, penned this prayer himself. As we know, the prayer book is simply a gathering in one place of all the passages and theology of Scripture and the liturgy of the ancient church pertaining to worship. For this particular prayer of humble access, Cranmer relied on our gospel reading for the day and other scriptures. But he also used the spiritual insights of the language of the liturgy of St. Basil, a Gregorian collect, and the theological statements of medieval scholars. The primary scripture passage, though, that surely provided the formation of Cranmer's great prayer is our gospel from St. Matthew 15 for this day. The full story is that a Gentile woman asks the Lord for a miracle. Her daughter is possessed by a demon and needs deliverance. She approaches him with very simple words, "Lord, have mercy." The Lord tests her motives. Jesus speaks in images to her by saying, "Since he was not sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, it is not good to give God's bread to dogs," which to us sounds very derogatory, but dog in the ancient world and in the Bible is a symbol of a Gentile, for she was a Gentile. The woman, though, responds. She's not put off by this statement. "Truth, Lord, yet dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Jesus' response is approvingly the following. He says, "O woman, great is your faith. You will have the miracle for which you ask." Herein is a great lesson for us. Not being put off with God and what he requires, because the reward is great if we humble ourselves. We first learn from the stories expressed in the prayer of humble access that we do not presume to come to the Lord's table trusting in our own righteousness. Like the woman, we can only approach God by his grace. St. John Cassian expressed it in the following way, referring to the thief on the cross. Remember that man? There were two thieves. One was arrogant, and even in his last moment, spoke derogatorily to the Lord. But the other one was different. Cassian says, "The thief who received the kingdom of heaven, though not as the reward of virtue, is a true witness to the fact that salvation is ours through the grace and the mercy of God. All of our holy fathers knew this, and all with one accord could teach that. Holiness can be achieved only through humility, through faith, the fear of God, and gentleness." So this great church father claims that the church fathers all knew that The thief on the cross didn't receive grace by his virtue. He didn't have any. Humility is the other great theme, though, in this story of the woman and the prayer of humble access. It's stated in the words of a willingness only to receive crumbs. Not a demandingness, but a willingness to receive crumbs. George Washington Carver, the scientist who developed hundreds of useful products from the peanut, once explained the secret of his success. He said, "When I was young, I said to God, 'God, tell me the mystery of the universe.' And God answered, 'That knowledge is reserved for me alone.' So Carver said, 'God, tell me the mystery of the peanut.' And then God said, 'Well, George, that's more nearly your size.'" St. Augustine observed, "If you plan to build a tall house of virtues, you must first lay deep foundations in humility." G.K. Chesterton wrote, "Humility is the mother of giants." I like how the early Anglican Bishop of Boston, Phillips Brooks, expressed true humility and the need for mercy. He commented, "The true way to be humble is not to stoop until you are smaller than yourself, but to stand at your real height against some higher nature that will show you what the real smallness of your greatness is." Smallness of our greatness. True humility, according to C.S. Lewis, is not thinking less of yourself. It is thinking of yourself less. The prayer of humble access says it all, in a sense, in one prayer of how we come and we approach God. Today we've witnessed the baptism of a child, an infant, and yet it reminds us that all of us come like children. We are all children in the hands of God. And like that child who was brought by another, demonstrating this great theological insight by St. Augustine, that grace precedes faith, we too must never forget that grace precedes faith with us. Apart from the grace of God, we are nothing. Humility is the way to the Lord. Always we're tempted to depart from that in pride and fall. Let's be reminded today that we are worthy only of the crumbs of the Lord's table, of which we'll partake in a moment, and we will receive a crumb. But as someone has said, a little bit of grace goes a long way. That's all we need, is a crumb of the real presence of the living Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "It's more blessed to give than to receive."